This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, you better stop, hey, what's that sound?
What happens as we go forward in the next couple of days?
You know, in the middle of all of this, Charles, an editorial in the New York Times, which again repeated the much discredited meme that a Sarah Palin ad was responsible for Gabby Gifford's shooting. So even the media is in on this game, too, not just the political side.
No, I agree. I mean, that editorial this morning repeating that was not only scandalous but unbelievable, because that's a 6-year-old story that's been debunked within 3 days when it turned out it had nothing at all to do with her, and the man who did the shooting was a paranoid schizophrenic. I think the problem here is not, it's twofold. It's not just the style, but it's also the objectives. There's now a style in our politics where the ad hominem is the norm. And that's the wrong. I mean, people ought to fight over policy, but once you begin to question the motives, the patriotism of your opponent, you've gone too far. But the worst thing, and I think this is overlooked, the two parties, the two ideologies, you might say, speak about the politics in apocalyptic terms. If the other guy wins, it's the end of the republic. If the other guy wins, it's the end of the world. And the man who did the shooting yesterday is a man who bought into that quite literally. I mean, you can speak about hyperbolically, but when those are the stakes, when you say, unless we stop Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, the Republic will not survive, then that justifies anything. That's the language, the ideology, the rationale of terrorists. The fate of the world hangs on this. And it's up to the leadership to say these are policies. This is not the fate of the Republic.
And it happened again today in Georgia.
You know, what Charles is saying here is exactly right, the hyperbole, Scott. You know, everything is so extreme that it justifies the memes, right? And it's thrown out there that, you know, Donald Trump's the worst ever. You know, you talk about, you know, things that are said, you know, with the president thinking, okay, well, look, we've got an agreement that was single-handedly executed by Barack Obama with the Paris Agreement and should have been ratified by Congress. It was not. You know, and say what you want to say about the whole climate change situation. It has, they've done everything they can to skirt due process, and then they wonder why people, you know, aren't accepting it. It's because we really haven't had a chance to, you know, truly debate the issues and really look at the facts as we know them. And I understand and can appreciate the people on the other side, they see the facts, you know, as very clear and do not understand why people, you know, don't get it. But I believe that most fair-minded Americans are open to the truth, certainly, and the facts. The reason that it's not moving along is because it's mired in these, you know, these discrepancies. And like anything, you know, when you have, you know, like a young kid, for example, that lies to you, you know, one of your kids lied to you. I mean, it bothers you because you know it's a lie and you're, okay, how do I confront this? Or you know, are they going to have a sleepless night or two and then finally fess up to it? You know, as they tell you, they didn't get the cookies in the cookie jar, but yet there's crumbs all over their face. You know, so it's that kind of issue that we're, I mean, just basic human issues that we remain conflicted over. But this is why, with this radio show, on behalf of We the People, you know, our earnest commitment to you is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. You know, that's why we, you know, have the experts on that we have, so that we can break things down, that you can get the facts, that we're beyond this, you know, any kind of representation of fake news, that we're giving you something that, you know, heretofore has been very difficult to locate in light of this information age in which we live in, that supposedly we know so much, but really understand and actually know so little, because we're so mired down with all this fake news. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Good to have you along with us. The conversation continues with Megan Barth coming up next, 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep in mind, if it's going to happen, it's going to be a bottom-up kind of movement. It's going to start and end with we the people, okay? It is the top-down that got us into this mess, and it requires us to take responsibility, especially when it comes to all the rhetoric and the things that are contributing to this hyperbole. And, this radical behavior that we find ourselves in the middle with. But good to have you along with us as the conversation continues at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator, and, of course, a woman's advocate. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But like you, concerned about, you know, about this hyperbole. But we've been, you know, increasingly concerned about it, you know, in the era of fake news, the anti-Trump derangement syndrome that has taken place. You know, we've got the president head, you know, is being lopped off in effigy. He, at the expense of the people, is being shown to be assassinated, all under the name of Shakespeare and the National Endowment of the Arts. We just continue to rev this up, and then we wonder why what happened this a couple of days ago with a gunman, you know, going ballistic, and but for the grace of a couple of Capitol Police, it could have been just an incredible bloodbath that had taken place.
Yeah, and I don't really think that the gunman went ballistic in the sense that he planned this attack. He moved from Bellevue, Illinois, left his home in order to be homeless in Virginia. He knew that the Republicans were practicing for baseball. He specifically asked one of the congressmen if these were Republicans or Democrats, and then he opened fire. So it was a coordinated attack that could have been a massacre, but yet the kumbaya that happened immediately afterwards by where Nancy Pelosi all of a sudden found God. She said we were going to have lunch together and this was going to be a new call for unity. And that lasted about 24 hours. And then she came out on the national dais and basically said the Republicans are sanctimonious. And basically what nerve do we have to call this an attack? And this is how the left operates. So they're perfectly happy to support and advocate for violence against Republicans, and they're certainly happy to pay for it, because we do know that the DNC was paid for violent protesters to show up in Chicago in order to stop a Trump rally from happening, and they were successful in that. And the paid leftist protesters, the violent agitators, the rioters, also sent cops and other people to the hospital in Chicago. and the Democrats happily paid for this. Mm-hmm. We also know that the Democrats happily stood by, and that'd be Janet Napolitano, the mayor of Berkeley, as well as the sheriff. We know that they stood by and said nothing when Berkeley burned and people were hurt. The San Jose riots against Trump, whereby Trump had to jump over a fence to try to get to his rally, and a woman was egged and assaulted trying just to get into the event by a mob of angry leftists. So what did the left expect after for years they've called us Hitler and Nazis and anti-American and racists and evil? Did they expect that one of their unhinged lunatics that was just going to fall on deaf ears, all of their defamation and libel and their character assassination? You know, it was Barack Obama that said if they bring a knife to the fight, we're going to bring a gun. Well,
exactly. Yeah.
A guy brought a gun. And if this was a staged event in a park, in a baseball park, the Democrats would have called it art, because that's what they called the staged event in Central Park.
Exactly. Well, and how long did it take him to bring in the Gabby Giffords issues Charles Krautheimer was talking about earlier, Megan? I mean, without hesitation, I mean, to your point, we can't expect a leopard to change its spots, can we?
No, and the left has always operated in this violent rhetoric. I remember when I was hosting large Tea Party rallies, Nancy Pelosi referred to me as a Nazi, not directly, but the Tea Party is a bunch of brown shirts. She labeled us as Nazis. Well, what are you supposed to do with Nazis? Are we just is the left just supposed to let Nazis live? Well, back in the Hitler days, they would have been the peacenik movement and said, leave Hitler alone.
Right.
But this is how they stir up their lemmings and stir up their base and get them agitated and violent. When the Trump rallies, we have the Antifa movement, which is funded by the left's premier funder, which is George Soros, as the resistance.
Yes, right.
And they're sending people to the hospital. What's to say that they weren't going to send people at the morgue? All they had to do was just turn it up a notch. The M80 that they stuck in a glass bottle just hit the wrong target. And so we have Hillary as part of the resistance. We have Nancy and others calling us Nazis and Hitler and basically defaming and disparaging all of us and having the leftists believe that we are evil and that we need to be taken out.
Well, it is way past time, Megan, that conservatives and those on the right push back in a definitive way, in a smart way, because what has to happen here to really, you know, turn this around, because it's, you know, you're going to have that antithetical viewpoint. It's not going to all go away with one kumbaya moment or a coffee clatch or dinner together. This has been long established, as pointed out, and how Nancy Pelosi reminded us just how deep it runs. I mean, even after making all these really sweet and nice statements, she can't help herself. I mean, because that's who she is. So throw that out the window, and every once in a while mention Steve Scalise, because you're still sensitive about it, and somehow you want to maintain some sort of cover. But the fact of the matter is that you are who you are. But what we need to do is come alongside this president and start having some victories and something significant enough. It's like anything that happens in the game of sports, Megan, and you've seen this happen time and time again. You know, one moment you can be a goat. You know, one game you can be a goat, and then the next game, you know, you're the high scorer. You're the differential in the contest that wins the game, and then all is forgiven. And that's just the way things go. But I got to tell you, the resistance has fought as hard as they can to obstruct. I mean, if there's been any obstruction in this government, it has been, from the left, as you know.
Well, and that's their job. I mean, that's what Hillary Clinton and the rest of the Democrat leadership is telling us, and those with the loudest mouths like Maxine Waters, that she wants to impeach Trump. And this is exactly what the Democrats want to do. This isn't mad Maxine just talking out of the left or right side of her face. This is the goal. They want to take back the House And once they take back the House, which they won't, they will start impeachment proceedings. So they have no desire to make America great again because their policies don't make America great. We looked at the policies of Barack Obama, and that's why Hillary Clinton wasn't elected.
Right. And that's why America found itself in the situation that it is in right now. Unemployment, jobs, national security, all the way on down the line. Home ownership at an all-time low. All this as a result of Democratic policies.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Congressman Steve Scalise, a member of House leadership, was shot and badly wounded and is now in stable condition at the hospital, along with two very courageous Capitol police officers. At least two others were also wounded. Many lives would have been lost if not for the heroic actions of the two Capitol police officers who took down the gunman despite sustaining gunshot wounds during a very, very brutal assault. Melania and I are grateful for their heroism and praying for the swift recovery of all victims. Congressman Scalise is a friend and a very good friend. He's a patriot. And he's a fighter. He will recover from this assault. And Steve, I want you to know that you have the prayers not only of the entire city behind you, but of an entire nation and, frankly, the entire world. Agree that we are blessed to be Americans, that our children deserve to grow up in a nation of safety and peace, and that we are strongest when we are unified and when we work together for the common good. Please take a moment today to cherish those you love and always remember those who serve and keep us safe. God bless them all. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 21 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth is with us. You know, Megan, hearing the words of the president, we could only wish that all of America was praying for Steve Scalise. We know that that is not the case. I understand and appreciate the president's sentiment here. If that was the case and all of America was truly praying for Steve Scalise and for our country, for our divided country, it would go a long way in healing us and begin to get us on a track to where we could accomplish great things together. But as you noted earlier with Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she kind of signaled. We had a little bit of a detente, time out for some peace and some consideration. But, the resistance is, just can't help himself. They're, the DNA runs so deep to resist anything that will support this president, that will support the forgotten man and woman on Main Street.
Well, and that's exactly why they lost the election. And who are the Democrats praying to?
Mm-hmm.
They took God out of their platform.
Right, exactly.
They booed God at their national convention. So who are the Democrats praying to?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to watch Nancy Pelosi, as it always is, in the kumbaya moment that she had for about 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then she turns around like whiplash and goes right back to the trough of hate, calling us sanctimonious for talking about what would have been one of the largest political massacres ever perpetrated on U.S. soil. Because if it weren't for the Capitol Police that were escorting Steve Scalise, if Scalise was not there, we would have had 20 funerals this week.
Exactly.
But because he has Capitol Police due to the fact that he is the whip, that is why we didn't have 20 funerals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of amazing that also that DeSantis Congressman DeSantis, actually, Ron DeSantis, a Republican out of Florida, went head to head with the gunman before, because the gunman asked him specifically, you know, are these Republicans or Democrats on the field? And they said, told him Republicans. Well, they hadn't even left, the perimeter of the field when a gunshot started. And this guy had a handgun, so chances are he had it on his hip. Chose not to use it at that point, because I guess he wanted maybe go get his rifle and get in some sort of position. But DeSantis, and I'm sure he stops to think that, but for, a different circumstance, he'd have been blown away on the spot. Both congressmen who went face-to-face with this guy and answering his question.
Well, that's right. And Duncan Hunter, I was watching, he's a congressman out of California.
Yes.
He had a camera stuck in his face, and the press, of course, was asking him about the near massacre. And he goes, I don't believe that anything's really going to change. He goes, I am still getting threats from Democrats. And that's what the narrative needs to be. Every single time a camera is shoved in a Republican congressman's face, he needs to talk about the threats coming directly from Democrats. Because that is where the threats are coming from, whether the press wants to acknowledge it or not. They are all Democrats. We have Bernie Sanders supporters, like this guy, the guy in Portland, Oregon, who opened fire on a mass transit. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter, even though the rush by the media was to paint him as a right-wing extremist. Can you imagine if a Trump supporter went into the Democrat caucus and started blowing people up? That would be headline news every single day.
Exactly.
And the press, like the New York Slimes, wouldn't say that this was an attack against all of us, which is what they tried to water this attack down to.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, or the Washington Post, they would basically ask for the dissolvement of the Republican Party and charge us all with the crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, not a sin by one, but a sin by all. That's there's no doubt about it. And even after, last night's game, which they had more people attend than ever. And the Democrats did win, by the way, 11-2. And, ceremoniously at the end of the game, the trophy was given to the staff of Stephen Scalise for him to hold until he recovers and is back on the Hill again. But he's already undergone, three surgeries? He still remains in critical condition. So the prayers for Steve and his family, are still needed. And for those of you who do pray, and like I said, I'm not trying to be, whatever it is you want to call it, about the president's call in saying that everybody is praying for him. We know better. And, it's obvious with the hyperbole that's flying out there and that continues to run deep. But when you have the leadership, to your point, Megan, when you've got Nancy Pelosi as a leader of this movement, returning to her vitriolic ways, then how is this going to change?
It's not. It's not going to change. We can't expect a leopard to change its spots. The Democrats have been using this type of language, this type of vile language, to defame and distort the Republican brand, the Republican message, and make us all look like Nazis. It's not going to stop.
Their mission is to do everything they can to delay and hinder the Trump administration, and thus, ladies and gentlemen, hinder our ability to enjoy an America that is back on track, that is back to work, that is dealing with the real issues that you elected this president to accomplish on your behalf. But you've got to step up and you've got to push back against the resistance that is running deep throughout our country and causing all kinds of problems and delaying success. Megan Barr, thank you, Megan.
Thanks.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A recent study by the Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA, on the financial proficiency of teenagers ranked the United States 7th out of 15 countries with regards to financial literacy. The National Endowment for Financial Education, or NEFI, says there is a dual responsibility with parents and schools to educate teens on money matters. Ted Beck, president and CEO of NEFI, on how parents can help teens become money savvy.
The single biggest factor is parental involvement. And so starting at an early age, talk to your children about money, about how you run your budget, how you pay for things, how income works, so that they understand basically the dynamics of the household. And please make it a discussion, not a lecture. And one thing you can do is actually get your child to open a bank account or a credit union account.
For more information on how to help your teen manage their financial future, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
Dancing the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. A little, Father's Day themed music here as we get ready to celebrate Father's Day this Sunday. I pray that it will be a joyful one, a peaceful one for you and your dad, and may you make the most of it. Dan Caldwell joins us right now, Marine Corps veteran, currently serves as Policy Director for Concerned Vets for America. Dan served in Operation Iraqi Freedom with the 1st Marine Division, also worked for 2 years as a congressional caseworker handling constituent issues with the VA. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on again, Bill.
Hey, great to have you on. You know, I see again, you know, and I knew that you were with the 1st Marines, and I was at Camp Pendleton, had a chance to go back to the base to see the old stomping ground, and I kept thinking, Dan, I was thinking, oh, it's been about 30 years since I've been back. I realized it was like 45 years since I'd been back there. And, boy, so much of the base has changed. It's incredible. I mean, you know, you remember in the old days there, you couldn't find a McDonald's, but outside, the perimeter, now there's McDonald's, Subways. I mean, it's like a regular fortified city inside there.
Yep. They got a lot of great stuff, especially towards the main side. But it's still a great base, still a great place to be stationed. Great weather, lots to do. But it was great to be there for a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of great memories, I'll tell you. It was going just thinking, wow, this was, and went back to the, I was stationed in the public affairs building there, and not too far away from the 1st Marine headquarters, and but it was always an honor to be there, you know, next to the, you know, 1st Marine Division. So, I just thought I'd share that with you. But I wanted to talk to you particularly about the historic VA reform, which was sent to the president's desk, and it looks like he's going to sign it on Tuesday, right?
That is correct. The House last week passed the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. And the week before that, the Senate passed it, and so it's going to the president's desk. And this is a bill that would make it easier to fire and discipline bad VA employees, significantly reduce the amount of time it takes to terminate or discipline an employee. It goes from about, you know, 3 to as high as 700 days down to about 21 days to remove somebody from the VA's payroll if they're found guilty of misconduct, and then it caps the amount of time that they can appeal their termination. And also allows the secretary to get bonuses back that were awarded in error. Right now, the VA secretary is very limited in his ability to do that, and that's just bizarre. So that is just the way it is, and this bill will fix it. And we're very excited to finally see it get signed into law, and looking forward to Tuesday and seeing President Trump signing it into law.
Dan, people need to understand that this was really key to the systemic issues that the VA was faced with, that you just could not fix the problem when there was an inherent system in place, not having the ability to hold people accountable and fire those that had misserved vets. It was just unbelievable.
It's correct, and the lack of accountability within the system really made the problems that were already existing in the VA because of how it was structured and how it was set up a lot worse. If you have a culture where you can't be held accountable for doing something wrong, all that does is just encourage more bad behavior and more poor performance. And if you don't have the right incentives in place to do the right thing and the right disincentives to do the bad things,
right,
then inevitably you're going to have a system that's going to fail veterans.
Well, exactly. Now, how is this going to affect the whistleblowers?
Well, the good news is there's a part of the bill that specifically protects whistleblowers so that these new powers can't be used against them if they speak out. And in addition, it beefs up the whistleblower protection office that President Trump created a couple months ago through his executive order, just adds some more teeth to it, adds some requirements to it. So that's the other good part of the bill, is that protects whistleblowers who often are the ones exposing the wrongdoing and driving these reforms. And they are really empowered under this bill to continue to speak out and are protected if they're retaliated against.
Exactly. Well, Dan, what's the next step?
Well, after this bill, we need to focus on reforming the healthcare system within the VA. It is unfortunately still having a lot of problems. It's just not structured the right way to serve our veterans, and you need to change how you're going to deliver health care. Veterans need more choice. They need the ability, if they choose to access care in the private sector, and that's going to be the next big battle to reform and fix the VA, and a lot of the same people opposing these accountability reforms are going to oppose those reforms as well. So the fight goes on.
Well, we're used to that. That's fine, but we'll keep fighting. But right now, it looks like we're probably in the best position we've been in over a decade to overcome this issue and really do something positive on behalf of our vets, aren't we?
Yes, there are the right people in place. You have a good VA secretary in Dr. David Shulkin, who's turned out to be fantastic and really been supportive of a lot of these reforms, including the accountability bill. And you have a president that campaigned on this and has made it a priority. And you also do have now a Congress, both in the House and Senate, that want to see these reforms advance.
Well, Dan, you know, it's refreshing to hear, especially on behalf of vets, that we have a director who is really committed to fixing this. And how long has it been since we've been able to say that we have a director that we can speak of with the praises like a Shulkin?
It's been a long time. I mean, the last, I think, VA secretary that was really outstanding was Secretary Principi in the first term of the Bush administration. Since then, unfortunately, a lot of VA secretaries have either not really engaged the problems at the VA in a way that would help fix them, or they've made them worse.
In this next battle, Dan, do we get this finished before the end of the year? I mean, we've got vets still, you know, heartbreakingly committing suicide. We have something like 20 a day, right, that are committing suicide. You know, the PTSD issues, vets waiting for an enormous, just an unbearable amount of time to be taken care of. You know, in America today, and with all the money that that we put towards veterans' health, we have got to get this squared away with some sense of urgency.
We do, and there is a sense of urgency. We really do need to get something done before the start of the next fiscal year, which is October 1st, because you're going to have some programs currently expiring and run out of money, like the current VA Choice program. So you do need to get larger reforms in place, and that's the timeline for Congress and the administration. And aside from that, too, I mean, as you just said, is that there are still long wait times at many VA hospitals, especially for specialty care. You still have veterans that are not getting the care they need in a timely manner, and that's not acceptable.
Exactly.
The VA is getting another budget increase, and still it's not able to provide timely care to many veterans that need it. So you need these longer term reforms, and that's something that Secretary Shulkin has said himself and the president. So there's a lot of pressure from the administration to get this done, and there's a lot of members of Congress that believe that it should get done. But you also have a lot of special interests in Washington that pressure certain members of Congress to oppose this stuff and don't want to see the status quo at the VA change because they benefit from it. That's true.
Well, Dan, we appreciate all the great work that CVA is doing on behalf of our vets. How can we come alongside and help you out?
I would encourage everybody to go to our website at www.cv4a.org to find out how to get involved. We have an action center that you can use to contact your members of Congress to volunteer. I would encourage you to go to cv4a.org. That's the best way to find out how to get involved.
Well, for all that the vets have done for us, it's time for us to step up and do for the vets. Dan Caldwell, Marine Corps vet and currently serving as a policy director for Concerned Vets for America. Thank you, Dan.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has announced that customers participating in select government assistance programs can now get the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 50 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more for $5.99 per month, with the ability to cancel any time. Julie Law with Amazon Prime.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid electronic benefits transfer card, or EBT, and we'll have more ways to qualify in the future. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit Amazon.com/qualify.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
It's all about attitude, right? It goes a long way, and what they say is altitude, right? If you have the right attitude, you'd be surprised what kind of heights you'll find yourself at. And it's part of the challenge that we have here in America today. A lot of stinking thinking, what Zig Ziglar would call. And I say, how's that working for you? It makes for a rotten day when the glass is half empty and you're negative about what's going on. And, of course, there's plenty of cannon fodder out there. But I would say protect your minds. Protect your consciousness. Make sure that your thoughts line up with your beliefs, and make sure you know what you believe. All right, because we're going to get this country back on track. We need you to do the hard. We need everybody. We need all hands on deck, not just people to complain and whine. Which isn't to say that complaining and whining. Hey, we're a First Amendment type country, so we believe in free speech. But hey, if you're just complaining and whining, it gets kind of old and it grates after a while. I mean, if you got a legitimate beef, let's talk about it. Let's get it resolved. Let's move on and get on with life. Why not get this country back on track? With us right now is the Good News Girl. Yes, it is time for Samantha Mills Mao. Still the newlywed, aren't you? You're still a newlywed. Even though you celebrated your first, I mean, you could be a newlywed, for 60 some years. I mean, I talked to one gal. She says, well, we're newlyweds. I said, well, how terrific. I go, how long have you been married? She goes, oh, 62 years. I said, oh, what an attitude, right?
And so, sweet.
Oh, I loved it. But I especially loved the big takeaway she gave me. Because, when people are married and enjoy this kind of success, especially in this, culture where everything can be tossed aside, it's out of convenience and whatever. I said, okay, 62 years, you got to tell me your secret. She goes, oh honey, and I loved how she said, oh honey, let me tell you. She goes, I learned a long time ago, it was better to be loved than to be right.
Oh, I like that.
How's that, huh?
Is that something that maybe we need all of you remind?
Is that a t-shirt?
Exactly. Bumper sticker, all that good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Except if you happen to be married to somebody who doesn't believe in that and they want to burn the t-shirt, just tell them to make sure it's not on you when they do that.
That's right.
Just teasing. I'm being a smart aleck. You know how it is. Because, Sam, you just bring this out of me. I don't know why you do, but I'm just.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to do.
Really, it's a pleasure to serve. Samantha Mills, of course, the Good News Girl. You go to her website at BillMartinezLive.com. Her sweet little picture is right there, along with all these stories that we talk about every week, these viral videos. And, you know, Sam, what have we been doing this? We've been doing this for almost a year now, right? Are we going
a little longer than that?
Longer, huh? Well, it just seems like we started yesterday, but I'm so blessed, and I get comments from our audience all the time to say, oh my gosh, you know, you just blessed my socks off. And that's what this is all about. It's our gift to you to go out there and, you know, find these things that, you're not going to hear about it in mainstream media, but, you know, you're going to hear it here on Bill Martinez Live and talk about these videos that are taken off. And there is a reason they've become viral. It's because, you know, they're a blessing to people. People really are blessed by, by these stories, you know, these human interest stories that, kind of remind you that after all is said and done in this journey we called life, we're all human beings and we all have our stories, don't we?
We do. And, you know, what's interesting is sometimes the stories I'll share with you, I'll see continued to go viral for 6 months, 8 months afterwards, because people are loving them so much.
Exactly.
And, it just makes people feel good.
Well, let's talk about the first feel-good one, which is a Texas family is looking for a stranger who lost his pants. So I know that sounds kind of funny at the start of the headline, but Sam, fill us in on the details because it is a sweet story. It was a neat deal here. Go ahead.
It's a very sweet story. So Leroy Solis Jr. graduated from MacArthur High School down in Texas on last Wednesday, and he found out from the principal just before graduation that he wouldn't be able to wear what he was wearing, which was jeans, across the stage. And so
he has a gown covering it, doesn't he?
You think you wear a bathing suit for anybody cares, but hey, the rules are the rules. Yeah. And so he was in a predicament, wasn't going to get to walk across stage, and he had 3 minutes left until he had to line up. Him and his sister walk out to the car to leave. It was him and his dad, I'm sorry. And they run across another young gentleman with his dad. And they switch pants. The guy, he explains his awkward situation. It's a very strange request, but the young man obliges. They switch pants, and he's able to go on stage and graduate. And he doesn't know who he is, so his family's been trying to figure out who he is. Because, you know, your high school graduation, I've talked about this recently, of all the graduations, that's the one that we all remember, that we all have in common. It's a huge deal to us.
Right.
And, for this young man to agree so quickly to switch pants without any questions asked, I'm just wondering, I guess he kept the jeans and this young man gets to keep those pants. I would keep those pants forever as a reminder of my gesture.
Exactly. Either that or the guy's running around, in his underwear, going, hey, I'm in search for my pants. You see this?
That's very true.
Yeah, he's probably liable to run into him at the store. Hey, those are my pants. I want my pants back. Look at me. My underwear is showing. Thank you very much.
I know.
Oh, cool. What a great gift.
Oh, yeah. Especially to do it as spur of the moment. I mean, I can't imagine what he was thinking, have a stranger coming up and trying to explain that he needs the pants that you're currently wearing. And it wasn't a second thought, obviously.
Well, unbelievable. Well, once again, we're reminded better to give than receive. And I'm sure this kid, his family, and the stories will abound. And I'm sure at the next Thanksgiving dinner, they'll go, you know what, Johnny, the reason he's here at dinner without pants is because he gave them away for some kid to graduate. And maybe they'll have a crowd. They'll do a crowdfund-me, a fundraiser, so they can get him a new pair of pants. Well, bless his heart. Let's talk about this Illinois man who jumps into a moving car to save a stranger's life. What happened?
Well, you have to see this to really appreciate the significance of how crazy this is. A northern Illinois man, according to the Dixon Police Department, saw a car running a red light. And the police, what was happening was the police car was following this other car. And they didn't know what was going on. And a man named Randy Tompkins was driving his truck the opposite way and saw the car kind of veering into the lane. There was something obviously going on with the driver. He backs up his truck, gets out of his truck, and runs and jumps through the open window of this car as it's rolling down the street. Puts himself in complete danger and was able to stop it while the driver of that car was having a seizure. And, this video is taking off. And, if you could see what happens, this this man must be super athletic to be able
well,
to
Well, yeah,
stop.
I mean, I'm going, well, what is going on? I mean, how many guys would go and aim for an open window, and how many guys would hit the frame of the car and not the window?
I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly. I mean, obviously this guy knew what he was doing. Well, that, this other one too. I saw this one about a woman's act of kindness for blind Cub fans, and that is going viral. Tell our audience about this one.
This is a really sweet story. Casey Spellman, she's from Indianapolis. She was visiting some friends, in Chicago. When she saw a blind man, she was upstairs with some friends, and she saw a blind man trying to hail a cab. And she said there was thousands of, like, the Cubs game had just gotten out. There's all kinds of people around him, and he just couldn't hail a cab.
Oh.
And it turns out the blind man was Yusuf Dale, who's an assistant U.S. attorney in Chicago. And he's not actually very used to asking for help, but she came down and he said she asked in just the right way. She was very polite, not condescending at all. And she didn't even have, neither of them had any idea they were getting recorded this whole time.
Totally.
She goes down and she says, do you need help hailing a cab? And he's like, yes, I would really appreciate some. Because the problem, he's used to getting around. Obviously, this is a very successful man, but
yes.
He said the acoustics were thrown off because there's so many people around. You know, it was very difficult for him to hear what's going on so that he was able to hail a cab more easily.
Well, it's a Cubs game, so like what? They're all going to queue up? I mean, everybody just
right.
Bum rushes these lines for taxis. I mean, how would you know a taxi would even stop? I mean, with all the cacophony of noise and people there and all that, so, well, bless his heart. When she found out he was an attorney, she took his cab?
Isn't that amazing, though? They didn't even ever exchange names. They were never going to know each other or anything about each other. But a young man named Ryan Hamilton had witnessed the whole thing, and he was just very touched by the gesture.
Because
she came down and went out of her way, and she stayed with him and kind of held his arms and just talked to him up till they got a cab. And it's just a very beautiful, touching moment.
Exactly.
And the man who posted it actually said, in a time where the media tries to divide us, it's good to remind each other of stuff like this. So I want
just
everybody
how united we are, but we still enjoy attorney jokes, because attorney's life matters, I guess. So.
That's right.
We have a new cancer drug that's so effective against tumors. The FDA approved it immediately. Are you kidding me? The FDA doesn't know anything about immediately, but I guess in this case, different, huh? What happened?
So this new cancer drug is overwhelmingly helping shrink or eradicate tumors in patients whose cancer has resisted every other form of treatment, which is just amazing. And so this drug is called Keytruda, and there's patients with pancreatic, prostate, uterus, or bone cancer, and 86 of them took the drug. 66 of them had their tumors shrink substantially.
Wow.
And then 18 of them had them disappear altogether with no sign of returning, which is just amazing. And so these people are able to take this drug, and it's just making all, it's going by their DNA is what it's able to do and target anywhere in the body. So it's definitely something worth looking into.
Got to keep an eye on that. And then for more information, of course, go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live. And Sam, if they want to be in touch with you, how do they do that?
Sam'sCorner.bml@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your stories.
Well, Sam, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing. And there was one story, too, that we didn't get a chance to talk about that will be on the website. And that's a Little Caesars staff saves tips for months to send a Nigerian coworker home to see their family. A neat gesture and a great story there that you'll enjoy as well. Samantha Mills Mao, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, my name is Lee. For 10 years, I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.